B-Pod Studios.
From the National Tattler, it's internationally known columnist Louis Lips. Louis, are you there?
Yes, sir. well, thanks for having me on.
I appreciate that. How long have you been at the Tattler?
Well, the Tattler just started up here like a month.
It has to be longer than a month.
Well, what happened? This is the new Tattler.
Ah.
The old Tattler went out of business.
Uh-huh.
And then my boss, Mr. Fink, he bought the paper.
Okay.
And now when you see it at the grocery market, out check aisle.
Check out.
You'll see like a starburst that a red starburst with yellow letter that's spelled new.
But the starburst, wouldn't that confuse people with the Star tabloid?
No, because it's just there to signify that it's the new Tattler.
Gotcha. Now you're the guy in the know.
I am the boss. I'm the boss man of the Tattler.
All right.
But I answered to Mr. Fink.
Mr. Fink is the publisher.
Well, he's my boss.
Right. You would be the editor, and then Mr. Fink is the publisher.
I write it.
So everything that appears in the Tattler is from you and not Mr. Fink.
Yeah, unless there's stuff in there that I don't know about. This week's cover is a very unflattering photograph, and the letters next to it spell Larry King at death's door, his final sad days.
Do you know, in fact, that Larry King is at death's door, and these are his last sad days?
Well, I know a little something about the numbers, and time ain't on his side.
Okay, but do you have a reporter that has witnessed him at death's door?
We have insider sources.
Okay, gotcha.
And as a matter of fact, if anybody wants to be an inside source reporter, a journalist, I'll pay you $50 if you say something about somebody.
Okay.
I have a budget.
And yes?
For anybody out there listening, if you got pictures of people that other people know about and they look really bad,
you'll publish
what
them.
I mean by bad is if they look particularly unattractive, especially if they're particularly unattractive, this particular individual, and if they look pissed off, I'll pay you $25 because if I can get a picture of somebody that's unattractive and pissed off, I can write any story I want to that. And make them look like they're reacting to it.
What do you think?
I'll give you an example.
Well, that's what I'm going to ask you. I mean, I want one of your all-time best that you did.
Well, I've only been at this for a month, but all I started with was a picture of Hillary Clinton. And she was, I went for this tight close-up of this Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton.
And she was, you know, talking like those fancy people do to a group of people because she wants to be in charge of everybody. And she stopped and she took a drink of water. But when she took that drink of water is when the picture was snapping. So I blow up her face real big and show her grasping this big glass of water. And then I put the words that mean Hillary Clinton confesses I'm raging alcoholic.
But that's not true. I mean, we don't know that.
But then I pay somebody $50 to say, I know her, and she's a bitch.
Okay. Oh, by the way, I'm looking at Hillary's picture right now. You're right. It looks like she's hitting the sauce.
See, that's all you need, and then you look for other techniques you use is look for things that rhyme naturally.
Like?
Now, I am not a poet, but sometimes they just get served up on a silver dish.
Platter. Like what?
Like, Brian Williams.
The newsman.
He did not tell the truth.
I understand. Yes.
So, one of my unpaid interns comes to me and says, you should call him Lion Brian. And so, it never occurred to me. That part of my brain was shut off long ago. That's a medical condition. I hit my head on a cement sidewalk. I was rollerblading in Venice, California, so I'm told.
You have no memory of that, do you?
I have no memory. I don't know how to roller skate no more. But from what people tell me about the story, it don't sound right to me, because I'm a very cap-able person. And if I was to hit my head like that, it would only be because some son of a bitch pushed me.
Yep. Yeah. So, what did you do before you hit your head?
I don't know. They put me in a vocational place.
Does the Tattler come out once a month or once a week?
Whatever Mr. Fink says.
All right. What are you working on right now? Anything that your people, your insiders, your people in the know are working on that, you know, for the next issue is going to shock us? What are you working on as far as the Southwest Florida local section of the National Tattler? Because you had National Magazine, but you always have a local insert.
Sure. That's what makes us better.
I don't know if it makes you better.
But it's what the people want that they can't.
How do you know what they want? You've only been publishing 4 weeks.
They can't get it from the dumb stream people.
Yeah, how many issues have you guys put out of the new National Tattler?
One.
Just one?
Yeah.
And it's with Larry King on the cover. His last days, he's at death's
Larry
door.
Larry King at death's door. His sad final days revealed, says Pal.
What locally? What are you working on for the next issue?
What Florida fathead talking mouth type had a very kitty Christmas?
What? What, you
Alabama Wildcat loose in Fort Myers?
You don't know that it's loose. I've got a cat, an Alabama Wildcat. You can't. I'm not giving you any permission.
Fathead Floridian.
Fathead.
What radio dummy? It's like Edgar McCarthy and Charlie Bergen.
What radio fathead?
And we do that a lot. We do that a lot, too.
What? You haven't told me anything. You haven't told me anything that you're working on. You don't even remember 4 weeks ago.
Well, I got a picture of Heidi Klum picking her ass. You going to argue with that?
You know what? You do have a picture of Heidi Klum picking her ass. And I mean, she's digging. She's digging out a wedgie, and that's one hot picture. Although you can't see her face, so how do we know if it's Heidi Klum picking her ass?
Does it matter?
It doesn't matter. It's a great picture. And you just assumed it looked like Heidi Klum. And so you write a story with the headline, Heidi Klum picking her ass. And it's a picture of a blonde girl picking her ass.
Yeah, and I got another one, Jane Seymour, hot to trot at 60.
And how do you know she's hot to trot at 60?
Because this appeals to people.
What appeals to people?
This is what the people want. They don't want the dumb stream.
This is dumb. You don't even know that it's Heidi Klum picking her ass. You don't know that Jane Seymour's hot to trot. You don't know that Larry King is at death's door. And you know nothing about some local fathead that bought an Alabama Wildcat.
Florida fathead talking mouth. You have to talk in language that people can understand.
Like you.
Yeah, and it's not all just that. We have helpful features.
Like?
About a new drug that finally beats the heartbreak of psoriasis. Want a sneak preview of our next cover?
I asked you that. What is
it? When did you?
I said, what do you got coming up in the next issue? Anything that's going to shock us and surprise us? And you just talked about some fathead local DJ that bought an Alabama Wildcat.
Fathead Floridian talking mouth.
Okay. What's on the cover of the next issue?
Obama to Mohammedan.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. They'll fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. To us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We'll be right back.
of vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney Afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. It's Tuesday.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know what? Coming in yesterday.
Yeah.
A lot of energy.
Yeah.
And you and I were happy as hell to see each other and catch up.
Yeah.
And today I come into a very different atmosphere.
What do you mean?
I don't care what day it is.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to come into work and hear that one of my employees has been reprimanded.
Yeah, he's been reprimanded.
You're not talking about me, are you?
What?
Were you reprimanded?
I was not reprimanded.
I wasn't reprimanded.
You weren't?
No.
Are you hoping we'll forget about it?
What are you talking about? I'm in the dark here. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You were reprimanded.
How? Please explain.
Well, Junior, we're all very proud of you, although we don't join you in it.
Yeah, we're very proud of you.
Yeah,
that
I bet. Yeah.
That your New Year's resolution, wink, wink, because you want to be healthy.
Yeah, what the hell is that supposed to mean?
Was that you wanted to stop smoking?
Yes,
you really did, because you don't like smoking.
Well, I love smoking. I can't do it anymore.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Know what else you can't do either?
So are you...
I see where you're getting.
Are you using the patch? Or?
Yeah, patch, gum.
Nope. I got my stick.
What are you talking
my
about?
My little vape stick.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Oh, it's horrible. I hate it. It does light up, though. It goes into party mode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Any advantages to the vape over cigarettes?
No.
Not one. Like, oh, I don't know. You can do it indoors.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's a huge advantage. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So well, what was the reprimand
about? Yeah,
what
were you reprimanded about?
Vaping inside. I guess I was reprimanded. Yeah, yeah, you're right. You had to jog my memory a little bit. I tried forgetting about it.
Well, you're reprimanded so frequently. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah. He was told. Because they've seen him puffing around here. He was told by his superior, no more vaping indoors.
So if he'd been cool about it, he probably could have got away with it.
Probably could have.
I asked him to turn a blind eye, and he said, no, I cannot do that.
But what were you doing, walking around the hallway vaping?
Yes.
No.
No, you were.
Because
you're
in the comfort of my room.
No, you're in your own room.
Yeah.
Nobody should be coming in there or peeking in the window. How'd they catch you?
Well, it's my boss. I mean, How'd they catch you? Oh, I vaped, like, right in front of him.
Are you
truly a numbskull?
Like 50% of the time.
So your boss is in there, and you're vaping indoors right in front of his face.
Right in his face, yeah.
Why would you do that? Now you've left him. Even if he wanted to turn a blind eye, you've made it his business.
Yeah, he said kudos to you on quitting, but don't vape in here.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what I'm greeted with today.
Yeah, so apparently there's no advantage then. You would think, oh, well, I can vape in here and Stan and Haney can't smoke in here. Well, there's no advantage. You got to go outside to do that.
Well, the last time I checked, Eagle Scouts don't get demerits.
Yep.
Look, sure. Yeah.
Why don't you put the thing down? I'll give you a smoke. First one's free.
No, I'm good, man.
No, you're not.
No, I'm good. I'm not good, but
I mean, you're a grown-ass man, right?
Yeah, you're a grown-ass man. You think you can do what you want.
I am a grown-ass man.
Yeah? Well, why aren't you smoking, then?
This is a trap. I'm not
I know it's a trap. I'm not going to make you do that.
Yeah, don't do that to me. Oh, yeah. See, I was telling my mother yesterday that you're shoving smokes in my
face.
Exactly. Yeah. Trying to get me to fall off the wagon.
This one
Junior,
is
are
yours.
Look at that.
Have you given up cigarettes for you? Or because your mommy told you to.
Yeah.
Be honest.
Yeah. You're a grown-ass man.
Why are you doing this to me?
Because.
Why are you doing this to me?
Because now you've involved the show by getting a demerit.
Yeah, because that's a black eye on us.
No, that was towards
that goes,
me,
that
not
goes,
you guys.
No,
you guys don't vape inside.
No, we don't, but it goes in our file because you're our responsibility.
Well, you guys already have a pretty big file. So
smooth, mellow
flavor. I don't think
flavor.
It's that bad.
Premium.
Is that Virginia?
That is Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah, that's
Virginia. Country.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good smoke, I bet.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
too bad I can't have
got
it.
Got one with your name on it.
Oh,
what,
sure.
What was it that made you decide, you know what, I need to give up these cigarettes? Was obviously you were probably thinking pretty hard, or did your mommy tell you you had to?
What's your end game here?
Is that
what's your end game?
You're a grown man. Think for yourself. If you
I'm
want
not a grown man. I'm a grown-ass man.
If you want a cigarette, you have a damn cigarette.
No, I can't, though.
Why?
Because his mommy threatened him.
Oh. You're a grown-ass man.
What are you getting at here?
Your mom told you that if you don't quit smoking, it's going to be bad.
Right. Things are going to get tight.
But you're a grown-ass man.
I'm not going to let my mommy down.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's what a grown-ass man does.
Damn right.
Not going to let his mother down.
Nope.
Right on, brother.
Yep.
Don't do it in the building ever again.
Nope. Ever.
You could have. You could have.
Yep, but you blew it in your boss's face. Brilliant.
Why does he do this?
Hey, Zana, you can figure it out. You're the one that wants to save him.
No, but you know what? He said the truth. It's about 50-50. 50% of the time, he'll do something great and surprise you. And then 50% of the time, he'll do... What?
40-60.
My math was off. Sorry.
30-70. We're going to take a break. We got Mike Chiannopoulos on today. We're going to give you
Hold on a second. I think you ran some of those negative votes twice.
Might have.
Truckloads of them coming in the middle of the night.
Name that movie... chances to win, local beat, all the other stuff.
Don't worry, Junior. I'll save you. I will take it to the floor of Congress if I have to.
Let's go have a smoke, Junior. First one's on me. Stan and Haney.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
You know, if anybody else said that.
Yeah. I didn't use those words.
You were thinking.
I sure was. Stan and Haney here Tuesday afternoon, 1 hour away from his first visit in the new year, attorney Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. He will be taking your texts on the Absolute Law text line. He is an attorney. And if you have a, especially after getting through the Christmas holiday, probably the wife at your throat, the kids didn't get to come over.
Perhaps you're living a different life now.
Yep. Perhaps things are completely different in 2021. Text
you went from being a husband and father to, a bum.
Yeah. 239-277-9600.
You've gone from a beautiful three-bedroom, two-bath house to, quote, renting a room.
Yeah, at a buddy's house. So if you have family issues, DUI, criminal, civil stuff, veterans issues, text Mike Chiannopoulos, his first appearance of the year here on the Stan and Haney Show in about 1 hour, 239-277-9600 to text your message for Mike Chiannopoulos, attorney at law.
And you think that your soon-to-be ex-wife was showing you compassion by saying, look, I'm not going to fight you. You can take your truck. That's not because she loves you. It's because you have to be able to make a living so that you can give her your paycheck.
Yes, and her boyfriend has a truck and needs a place to park it.
And he also has to make payments on that truck. I'm sorry if that happened to you.
It's happened to a lot of people, Haney.
I know it happened to at least somebody. Somebody who thought they were doing just everything right.
It was great. She's got the gifts now.
Yes.
Now it's time to move on.
You know what? It's scary. When you think things are going really good.
Oh, that's when you really got to have your guard up.
Yep.
Because you're thinking everything's fine. She's plotting.
Yep. As soon as she stops fighting you.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
You think this is a breakthrough. You know what? Maybe this marriage can work.
Yeah, but be careful. And then she'll drop the bomb on you. You are in a state of shock, but she's fine because she's already over it.
Yeah.
She went through that a long time ago.
Because you remember
when she wasn't,
back,
you know, bothering with you.
Yeah,
anymore.
You remember back when she stopped fighting and you thought everything was getting better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's when she left you.
Yeah.
You just didn't know it yet.
Yep. Now you're finding out. Why aren't you going through this too? She's already gone through it.
Yep.
She's fine.
That's when she finally left you alone.
Yep. Now, if you get that pickup truck out of here.
You're like, damn, I can finally be in my wood shop and get something done. Boy, things are looking up in this marriage.
Yep.
And now it's Christmas time. I'm going to show her just how much I appreciate how awesome she's been to me.
Yep.
And I'm going to get her that jewelry she always wanted. Now, I'm going to have to make payments on that for a decade. But by God, she deserves it.
Yes.
Because she's finally the woman I thought I married.
Let me work in the workshop. All the while you're in the workshop, she's phoning her mother.
And others.
Also phoning, you know, legal people.
Because then, you know, the first time you go to pick up your kids as a visitor, there's Tony there.
Okay.
How did this happen so damn quick? You just kicked me out a week ago. You're already living with somebody?
Yeah. Already had that worked out where you were in the old workshop.
Yeah, when you were as happy as you've ever been in your life.
Yep. Sorry. Hey, truth hurts. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
Oh, it happens. It happens right when you're as happy as you can possibly be, as proud of your kids as you can be.
Yep.
Hell, even that cat's growing on you.
Text a question to Mike. We'll relay it to him. He'll give you his professional opinion.
And that will be the last time in your life you ever sleep in a California King.
Yeah. Hey, good news. Larry King, who has the COVID, is out of the ICU.
Larry King Live starts right now.
Des Moines, Iowa, from Mother Teresa. Hackensack, New Jersey for Flip Wilson. Butte, Montana for Lola Falana. You're on, caller. Go ahead. Caller.
That's great news.
Nothing can kill that man.
Nothing.
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 He's... We don't have time for it now, but seriously... Maybe Junior can bring it up. If you bring up a list of his ailments...
Oh, he's got everything. He's multiple heart attacks.
He started having heart attacks like in his
40s.
Yes! I think he had like a quintuple bypass.
Yeah, and he's had all kinds of cancers and stuff. But he's still there at 87 going...
There's a trend going on in Hollywood... Older women dating younger men. I guess the latest is Olivia Wilde. She's 36. She's dating Harry Styles, who's 26.
Yeah, but hasn't she been banging like just a train of young guys?
Yeah, I guess.
I think that's like her thing.
I don't know. I don't know. Wasn't she a long time with...
I'm thinking about Kate Beckinsale.
No, that's Olivia Wilde.
She's a cougar.
Was with that guy from Saturday Night Live. What was his...
Norm MacDonald?
Sudeikis.
For a long time. I guess it's a Hollywood...
No, trend. I was thinking of Kate Beckinsale.
Who just tags what?
Just one after the other.
Hey, Gary.
Oh, hi, Tom. Great day for a wedding, huh?
Beautiful.
Hey... Is that Olivia Wilde?
Is she with Harry Styles? What's the age difference there?
Probably about 10 years.
And there's Megan Fox with Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, he's a few years younger than her.
Well, you know what? Good for them.
Dating younger guys.
Good for them.
Yeah, good for them.
Makes me feel less guilty when I'm out chasing younger tail.
I hear you there. Hit me.
Yeah. Hey, there's Betty White. She's not with...
Pete Davidson?
Ooh.
Ugh.
She could do so much better.
Love that background music.
Oh, yeah.
Great wedding music.
Yeah.
Should have done that for your wedding.
Should have. You know, there's things that I should have done and things that I should not have done. Like certain people going.
Look, you wanted me there.
I did want you there. Do you know?
And I moved heaven and earth.
I know. You know, seriously, and I'm not mentioning names.
Well, there's Photoshop.
He's in every...
There's Photoshop.
Yep. Oh.
You know what we could do?
What?
You could go through, and every picture that somebody's there that you don't want in the picture,
yeah,
just put John Stamos' face on him.
Oh. Yeah. Yep, Photoshop John Stamos right up, right over a face.
Yep.
He fits into any crowd.
Sure.
John Stamos.
Yep. Handsome man.
Yep. That's what they say. A British newscaster put together a package of highlights of 2020.
Just going to show you a very special program. We've put up the highlights of 2020. Let's just have a look. Exactly. It's farewell 2020. Let's join our colleagues.
No highlights.
You know, everybody's all excited and saying, oh, 2020 was a horrible year. Goodbye. You know, I'm not embracing 2021 with open arms.
This is... bothered me so much over with the New Year's stuff on and, oh, goodbye 2020. 2021 can't come soon. It's going to be just as bad.
Well, I look at 2020 as the year of out of the frying pan.
Yes.
I haven't determined what 2020-21 yet is. So last year was out of the frying pan.
Yeah. Where am I here? Oh, yeah.
You're in a stereo.
Thank you. I understand that.
You're at work.
Yes.
Hello.
You're Des Moines, Iowa. You're on the phone with Flip Wilson. Valerie Bertinelli is speaking now about Eddie Van Halen.
Why couldn't they make it? If they can't make it, nobody can.
She says it's been very rough on her.
Because it seems like she loved him. Yeah,
she loved him, and they were friends.
But she was banging somebody else.
Yes.
Why?
Yeah. Well, she remarried.
Why?
They, I guess under one roof, best to stay friends. And you got a son. And here she talks about how rough it's been, and her dealing with Wolfgang after the death.
I don't know why I'm tearing up. It's, you know, when you you hear voices and you see people that you feel a connection with, and you guys always make me tear up. Yeah, it's been rough. Very bittersweet. We're doing okay. We spent the holidays together. I'll see him later today. We've been spending a lot of time together. It's hard. I've gone to text him a few dozen times. I was like, oh no, I can't text him right now.
So is that because? Is she grieving for Eddie, or is she just worried about her kid?
Probably both. I think she loved him. Still did.
I don't understand. Because I remember seeing these pictures where the three of them were together and, you know, joking around, and she's hugging on him, and I'm like, if you're going to be that way, why did you divorce the man?
Small doses.
Ah.
Small doses.
But he's Eddie Van Halen.
I know.
You know how big my head would be if I was Eddie Van Halen?
Right, well, you're not.
No. No.
Okay, we're gonna.
But I'm just thinking, if
on.
I'm Eddie Van Halen,
yeah,
Valerie Bertinelli ain't divorcing me because I'm Eddie Van Halen.
Right. There's things going on that you don't know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, like what?
I don't know. I didn't live their lives. They divorced.
Exactly. So don't tell me my business when I say,
happy.
I'm Eddie Van Halen, and I demand Valerie Bertinelli be my wife.
Forever.
Non-negotiable.
Okay. I'm going to tell you something.
Look,
right
you
now.
Can deal with me, or you can deal with Alex. Your choice.
Former Charlie's Angel, Tanya Roberts, died today.
Again.
Again.
for the second time in 24 hours.
This is the most bizarre thing. Over the weekend, her publicist said that she had passed away. Her husband
is the one that told the publicist.
Confirmed it.
Mm-hmm.
Then they come and find out she did not pass away.
Oops.
But she was still in a critical condition. And then she passed away today. I mean, as of this morning, reporters were trying to wonder about this, too. Here you go. Take a listen.
Actress Tanya Roberts. She's still alive. She's hospitalized despite reports of her death over the weekend. The star's publicist, Mike Pingle, mistakenly announced on Sunday that the former Bond girl had died at the age of 65. Roberts' death was confirmed via a post on her official Facebook page, which was attributed to her publicist and multiple outlets, including TMZ and The Hollywood Reporter. They reported that a representative for the star confirmed the death to them directly as well. Well, Pingle has now confirmed to Fox News that as of Monday morning, the That 70s Show star is actually still alive, but the star remains in very dire condition.
And she died today, so twice.
Junior, I want you to get Mike Pingle on the phone and find out how much it would be for him to be our publicist.
Yeah.
Because he's good.
Yeah.
That's, Mike Pingle.
That's 2 days worth.
And if only it ended there, Stan. Did you see in the Daily Mail beautiful pictures of a former Miss Virginia who is now 82,
yeah,
but still gets her hair done?
Yes.
They said she was dead.
Yeah.
And I guess of COVID. She's dead at 82 because of COVID.
You sure it wasn't the flu?
There's no such thing as the flu this year.
You know, come
to you don't
think
have to worry about it. There is no flu.
I haven't known anybody this year that's had the flu.
Nope.
The flu has completely gone away.
Well, it's because of COVID. They canceled it.
Okay.
But so this 82-year-old woman, the hospital calls her son, who is a doctor himself, and says, I'm very sorry, your mother has just passed away. So the doctor's son goes and breaks the news to dad, who's been married to her for 112 years, and dad breaks down because they weren't expecting it.
Yeah.
The phone rings about 10 minutes later, and they call the doctor's son back and goes, look, you didn't tell anybody about, you know, your mother dying yet, did you? Oh, yeah, I've called the whole family. Damn. Well, look, here's the deal. Not only is she not dead, she's healthy as a horse. We're moving her from ICU into a regular room, so make of that what you will.
Yeah. Happy day.
Not only is she not dead, they immediately took her out of ICU, put her in a regular room.
The Seahawks and 49ers were playing over the weekend.
Were they?
Yes.
Why? Was there a reason for that?
Russell Wilson, who all he had to do was take a knee and they win, knew that if he threw a pass to receiver David Moore, who gained 5 yards before running out of bounds, he would get his reception bonus for the year. So instead of taking a knee, Russell Wilson made sure he made some money.
But did he tell the 49ers that?
He might have. Let's listen.
Hey guys, look, David could use an extra $5,000.
Yeah, I think it's more than $5,000.
Was it for Russell or for the receiver?
For the receiver. David Moore got a $100,000 bonus by catching that 5-yard pass.
You guys
pass.
Cool with that? Yeah, man.
Here you go.
22 seconds remaining. It's David Moore on the toss from Russell Wilson.
I'm not following this.
We called that play because David had $100,000 if he gets that catch. So, you know, it's a blessing to be able to, you know, help his family and, you know, his daughter and all that stuff. You know, so that's it's part of the game. We wanted to get him that catch. And so we were able to dial that up for him that last play.
Dial it up.
Now, see, That's where you and I are like Russell Wilson and his offensive line. And there's this guy.
Yeah.
With a 5-yard catch, gets his bonus.
Yeah.
And so we all get together and decide we're going to make it happen. Do you think he catches that 5-yard pass?
He'll drop it. He'll fumble it. Butterfingers.
Yep.
Yeah.
That would have been better.
Yeah.
If you see it hit him in the numbers.
Yeah. Bounce off the chest.
Well, you know, kind of like, and pick a Dolphins receiver.
Yeah, pick one. Oh, man. Can I get an A woman? when?
Woo!
Wow. When we come back, there's a local beat story that has a Fort Myers connection. And I don't know how many saw it. I read about it yesterday, and it goes back to a national story out of Florida back in 2016 about a teenager posing as a doctor.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one.
Yep. Yeah, we'll have that one in the local beat for you.
Was Senator Ron Johnson in town?
Why?
Because I didn't watch the whole thing, but I was fast-forwarding through...
Oh, he was in Fort Myers.
Yeah, I was fast-forwarding through Hannity to get to the president, and I could swear I saw Senator Ron Johnson with live from Fort Myers underneath. Why was he here?
I don't know, to speak. Private function of big money people.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Because he's Wisconsin, isn't he?
He is Wisconsin.
And I didn't know if it was a fever dream or...
No, it was. A woman or that. Take a break.
Hallelujah.
Dan Haney, 96K Around.
From border to border, from east to west, week after week, year after year, this is the biggest show in town.
Stan and Haney.
Stars in the afternoon, over the 159 stations from coast to coast.
96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here. It is the Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. We'll have the local beat for you in just a second. 30 minutes away from attorney Mike Chiannopoulos joining us. If you have a legal question you would like to ask Mike, 239-277-9600. Family law, criminal, DUI. Veterans issues, Mike can help you out, and he will take your texts in about 30 minutes. 239-277-9600.
Stan, I'm a little concerned.
As you should be. What are you concerned about?
I'm afraid I'm going to get sucked in again.
Sucked in by what? A young up-and-coming boy who constantly says he needs stuff, and you go and peel off $100 bills, slapping them down.
It's a low blow, man.
Why did you say that like Bono?
Yeah, I like that.
I get brought up, and then I got brought down.
Slapping them down. What? Don't you worry about anything.
And just continue.
What?
Nothing.
No, and I know it's going to happen, and I just can't stop it.
What?
I saw new shows on History Channel tonight.
What's the new show?
Well, I can't remember the name of it, and their website is so unfriendly, I can't tell you, because I can tell you what's on now, but not tonight.
On this website?
Yeah, on the History.
What is it?
Oh, okay, no, that only... Okay, that's 2 o'clock. Oh, okay, I got it.
What?
It's a new show called The Proof is Out There. And it's going to be another one of those shows where they show you a mystery and have a team of investigators and nothing gets solved.
I think I've seen... Is that the one with the Russian alien?
Yes.
Yes.
Where... Yes. It shows you this carcass.
Yeah, that guy found.
It's all effed up.
Yeah, all petrified.
And it's probably a dog.
Yes.
a dog that's, you know, been decomposing for years or something. Oh, could it be an alien? Let's have our team of experts look at it. Well, we just don't know.
Yeah, they never find. I saw so much of that over the holiday. There was, like, on the History Channel, finding a Shackleford ship in the South Pole.
Did they find it?
Nope. They think they know, but they never found it.
So this is the big premiere, and I guess it's a half-hour show. And for its premiere, they're running two episodes back-to-back.
Yeah.
So here's what we have to look forward to.
The Russian alien.
Yeah. Lost tribes and levitating humans and escape from Monkey Island.
Oh, sweet.
I think that must be the one where they think they saw Bigfoot in Thailand or something.
That's another one, the Bigfoot shows. 10 years, I think, that show's been on. They haven't even seen one.
Oh, but then nothing ever gets solved.
Of course not.
But I'm still going to watch it.
Yep, because maybe it will.
Did they ever find Hitler, by the way?
No.
Because there was a whole hunting Hitler. Went on for years. Yep. Anything ever come up from that?
Never found him.
Nope.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ramble on, 21. What's going on, boys?
Right on. Yeah, how are you?
Ramble on, 21.
Ramble on, 21.
All right. You wrote that. Nice job.
It took me all year to come up with that.
Right. Yeah. We're 5 days into the new year. It took you a long time there, Ramble on 21, Gare.
Well, that's a lot of words. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I do. I do, Gare. I've been thinking about it myself.
Well, I think Ramble on 21 ain't bad.
All right, we'll think about it, Gare.
It's not bad. I mean, if that means something to you.
Yeah, keep it to yourself.
Yeah, keep it to yourself. We don't want it.
We love you, Gary.
We love you.
We love you, too. And it doesn't mean we're gay. We just
kind of
think.
No. In a completely heterosexual, brotherly way, Gary. Yeah.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
It's not like, we're putting our hand on your thigh at the bar. Yeah. We're not doing that.
Yeah, asking for another ride.
I don't go to the bars, and you don't go either.
At this point, what's the point of going to the bar, Gary?
Yeah.
There is no point.
No, just bring it home.
No, you just end up getting in trouble, kicked out.
And you wind up with a needle up your fazuzo.
Bye, Gary.
No, Gare is right. I've been thinking, because we've gone through and we've labeled years like...
You got to wait till the emails, because there are a suggestion or two.
Well, last year we wanted it to be hot damn, and that didn't work out.
Yeah, and then the year of lowered expectations.
And so I've been thinking about it all during Christmas vacation. What could be the theme of this year? And I just kept drawing a blank. 2021.
Right.
What kind of year is it going to be?
If it's anything like this song, I'll say move on to the next idea.
And I kept drawing blank after blank after blank. And I'm like, there has to be something out there, like the year of...
The cat?
Nothing ever came to me.
No.
Absolutely nothing.
No. Junior's just been handed this. What is
but
it?
I just kept thinking about it. So there's got to be something out there.
Yeah. You're the cat.
What? No, that wouldn't work at all.
No, I've just been handed this.
Where you come up with Year of the Cat?
Why is this picture? Oh,
is that the picture you were supposed to see?
Yes, it is. I'll just let you see that. That's the first good thing Marvin's done ever. Look all the way over to the right.
Marvin did this?
Yes!
You know what? That's pretty good, Marvin.
It's damn good.
All fixed. Wish I could figure out the year.
Yeah, that's good. Marvin got a picture from my wedding, and the person I wanted out of my wedding
not
pictures.
Only the person you wanted out, but the person you wanted in.
Yep, John Stamos. What? How come I can't hear him, Junior? How come I can't?
He's not even talking.
Well, he got up to the
He's
microphone.
He's just listening.
Is it safe?
Is it safe?
What?
Why don't the two of you just go about your own business?
Okay.
Thank you, Marvin.
Yeah, I mean,
John Stamos.
I think he's going to be an important part of this year.
Yes, John Stamos.
But I keep racking my brain as to what this year. No, that's it's 2021. But I'm racking my brain, Stan.
I appreciate that, Haney. I appreciate the effort that you're putting into that.
Yeah, I mean, I keep trying, but nothing comes up.
Keep trying. Ready for local beat?
Every time I bear down and concentrate and these things come into my head.
In the year okay. 25,
25. And it just doesn't click.
No.
But I'll keep trying.
I want you to.
Painful.
Yeah. Give me something to do.
Well, you know, idle hands.
Yeah. This cat
doesn't quit.
He doesn't. He's been in the news before.
And you know what? Somebody said, you know what? This young man made a mistake, but he's obviously ambitious. You know what? I think I'm going to help him out. I'm going to bring him in and see if we can turn him into a solid citizen.
You can't. And this has a Fort Myers connection.
I did not know that.
Headline, this from Fox 4.
I thought it was the other coast.
Well, it was. But there's a Fort Myers connection. Isn't there always? Fake teen doctor arrested for fraud again in Florida. Dateline Delray Beach.
Yeah, he had his own practice.
Yeah, hell yeah.
He had a website where he wrote himself one hell of a bio.
It's a case that made national headlines. A teenager posing as a doctor, none other than Dr. Love.
Uh-huh.
Malachi Love Robinson, now 23, appears to have been up to some of his old tricks. Love Robinson was arrested for fraud and grand theft on Thursday, last Thursday morning. He was released on Thursday night. Police said Love-Robinson worked for a shipping broker, and he's accused of having clients send money to his personal account instead of the company. Authorities say Love-Robinson took over $10,000 that belonged to the company. Nice job.
Now, if he'd listened to this show, he would know you don't take things that don't belong
to you. According to police, in text messages to the owner of the company, Love-Robinson wrote he, expletive himself, can't say how truly sorry he is.
Uh-huh.
Doing everything he can to make it right. I don't want to go to jail. In 2018, Love Robinson pleaded guilty to several fraud charges, grand theft, and practicing medicine without a license. His patients say he claimed he held several degrees, including a PhD and an MD. What his patients didn't realize was that he was just 18 years old. Love Robinson was charged with stealing more than $20,000 from an elderly Palm Beach County patient he was allegedly treating way back in 2015. Doctor.
You know how they caught him the first time?
How? Well, I got it in here.
They sent in an undercover cop to see him as a patient.
Yeah.
And they complained of a sore throat and back pain and stuff. And he prescribed them an over-the-counter allergy medicine.
Take a little. It's a mild sedative.
Yes. Now, this is very powerful. Be very careful of this, and you need to make sure you're in the right aisle. This is an allergy medicine.
In 2016, he was charged and arrested on grand theft charges.
That's odd. Doctors don't usually do that.
Love Robinson insisted he never posed as a medical doctor, but was a naturopath physician. But I don't even know what that means.
Well, I think he's an idiot path.
Yep. He was released from prison after serving nearly 21 months at the maximum security lockup in Fort Myers, Florida.
We have a max lockup?
I guess we do. I think it might be the one that's off of Daniels.
I thought that was an immigration place.
I don't know what that is, but they built it close to the airport.
Yeah, don't ask any questions.
And that is one of those places that you don't ask questions about.
And don't get too near it.
Right. It's true. I had two dear friends of mine that at one point in time worked with governmental agencies. And that building was just built up really close to FSW. And one of them said to me, we were in the car, he goes, if that isn't a federal holding area and a lot of Fed stuff going on in there, then I'm crazy. And another person that I knew confirmed it.
So close to the airport, so they bring somebody right in?
Instead of waiting to go downtown, they get right over there. But I don't know if that's a maximum security.
Well, it says in your article it is.
Yeah, 21 months at a maximum security lockup here in Fort Myers. So, yeah, he was hanging out here.
Well, we've been here how many years, and this is the first we're here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, this year is my 30th year. It start my 30th year at this place. I'm in my 31 years when I got here. That's insane.
So you've seen it.
Oh, I've seen it.
And so is there, like, no signage? It's just a building?
It's a building. It's a nondescript building. If you go to Google Earth, Junior, and take the little drive down Daniels, I can show you the building.
I don't know if he knows how to do that.
Do you know how to
I know how to do that.
You know how to use
Give me
Google,
a little credit.
Google Earth?
Yeah, dude.
All right, brah.
He forgets he's at work. Yeah. Don't take it out on him.
It's all right.
I just want to smoke.
Oh, hey, woman to that.
All right. I got to ask, where did that get in your head?
You saw it. It was all on the news yesterday when the House chaplain was saying the invocation and the prayer after the swearing in of the people of the House of Representatives, and he's bowing his head, and may the Lord be with you. Amen. And a woman.
No, I didn't see that.
Well,
I saw that Pelosi wanted to remove father, mother, man, woman.
And, of course, translated amen just is make it so.
Yeah.
The guy completely didn't
understand. Is he ordained?
Yeah, I guess so. He was doing his prayer.
He needs to be stripped of every credential.
Amen and a woman. And then applauding. Well, yes, more diversity.
No.
Yes. We'll be back. Mike Chiannopoulos is coming up next. The text line to talk to Mike Chiannopoulos is the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. Pose a question for Mike Chiannopoulos. He's an attorney, lawyer, esquire, family law, criminal, DUI, civil, veterans.
A
first time
woman.
Back. Yeah, a woman. Stan and Haney. 96K Rock.
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Well, hey there, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. That means Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law He will be joining us in just a couple of seconds here. If you'd like to ask Mike a question, you can text us on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, hour away from Stan's Name That Movie. It is a new year, and he joins us for the start of 2021, attorney Mike Chiannopoulos. Mike, welcome back.
Hey, guys. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy
welcome
new year.
2021.
Yeah. Why do I think it's going to be just as bad as 2020?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be better, Stan. I'm going to be a positive guy.
As long as it's not worse.
Yeah, as long as it's not worse.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
What's going on today, guys?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, it's this way. Every time we come back after the Christmas and New Year, people want your advice. We say that you're coming on to start the new year, and the texts start rolling in.
There you go.
You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, here
we go. He's fearless. He's ready for anything.
And I've said this before. Mike has no idea what these questions are going to consist of. They are just shot right at him, and he answers them. You have no knowledge, no foreknowledge of what is coming at you.
Nope. Let's just hear the first one.
All right, Mike, this is from the Absolute Law text line. Mike, how should a job seeker with a medical marijuana card approach jobs when they say there is a required drug test? And I know a lot of jobs like that, whether they're retail jobs, business jobs, that you got to take a drug test and you've got a marijuana card.
Yeah, and, you know, here's the problem with that. So if I had back surgery and I was on Percocet, I probably wouldn't have to put that down on a job application, but if I did, I'd show the prescription and not be in any trouble. So if marijuana is truly medical marijuana, which is all it's improved for in the state, how's that any different, right? If you tested me for Percocet, I'd probably come up positive, but obviously I can't use Percocet on the job. How's medical marijuana any different? We're not treating it like a medicine. We're treating it like a recreational drug.
Can a company have their own policy that we won't hire people based on that?
They can, and they usually blame it on insurance. They usually say, well, we can't get insurance if that's the case, so we can't hire you. But I think that depending on the company's size and stuff like that, it's very well illegal when they do it.
Okay. Absolute Law text line. This one is a little wordy, but I will. Hopefully, you can follow along on this because this guy's got an issue here. Good afternoon, Mike. Says the Absolute Law text line. My name is Adam, and my uncle passed away last Tuesday from COVID.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
I did not find out about his passing until Thursday. He had a gopher type guy he employed to do whatever he needed, like groceries, and drive him wherever my uncle was needed to go. My uncle was not married, had no kids, and now this guy is saying that he is taking the condo that my uncle lived in, and he had a few other condos in that building. And he is saying that he lived paycheck to paycheck and that he has a right to these places. I'm asking you, Mike, this is Adam now, am I allowed to go into these units? He also promised to take care of funeral arrangements and hasn't even done that yet. I'm here in Florida. My uncle is in Hartford, Connecticut, where I grew up. What do I do?
Well, and were the condos and the property all that here in Florida or in Connecticut?
He does not specify that. I would assume in Connecticut because that's where he was living and has to go up for the funeral.
Well, if he's in Connecticut, I don't know anything about Connecticut law, so he's going to have to get a lawyer there. Generally speaking, however, if there's a will, the will dictate all that. Most states have a statute that says if somebody dies without a will, here's what we do with their property. Most states, it goes to your spouse. If you're not married, it goes to your children. If you don't have any children, it goes back up to your parents. If you don't have any parents, then they start looking for first cousins, on and on and on and on. If you die without a will, ultimately, if they can't find anybody on the face of the planet you're related to, then the state keeps it, which is very rare because we're all related to somebody.
Right.
I mean, even those of us from Arkansas.
But so he, this Adam guy,
everybody actually,
this guy Adam, being his nephew, should be, even if he didn't have a will, should be entitled to the rights to those, his assets then.
Well, and there might be somebody that comes in the family line before him, but he's definitely in the group for consideration, and so he needs to contact a Connecticut lawyer right away because he could lose his rights if this guy does something.
Okay. Yeah, he sounded obviously a little distressed. Okay, here we go. Absolute Law text line. Mike, my question for you. My children's mother is $5,000 behind on child support. Am I entitled to her stimulus check to go towards the back child support?
Yes, they will garnish it. If she's that much in back child support, yes, they'll garnish her check. You have to work with DCF or the court, one, to get a garnishment order, and then they will garnish her stimulus check and send it to you.
Okay, so that would be just like getting a refund from the IRS.
IRS, same thing. Okay. Same exact thing, same exact process to take it, all of that.
Absolute Law text line for Mike Chinopoulos. Mike, my question. My sister owes back child support and has a bench warrant out for her. She wants to resolve this issue, but is afraid that they are going to arrest her and keep her in jail until it's paid off. What is her best option to take care of this issue?
So she has a bench warrant for child support, and what else?
She wants to know how to resolve this because she feels if she makes contact to go and make this resolved, she's going to be arrested.
And yeah,
what's
and
the
she
best
will
way?
She will if there's a warrant out there. The best way is for her to call me at 239-ASK-MIKE and let me help her.
Yeah, that sounds like a logical
thing. Yeah,
you're
in deep.
Yeah, that's when they're, and we've talked about it before. If you don't show up for a jury duty or something, they'll put a bench warrant out for you. And if they do catch you for this or any, they'll put you in jail.
Yeah, and then you have to post bond and all that stuff. And if that's all it is a warrant for not paying child support, I can work with the people and get the warrant resolved and then get her on a payment plan that she can afford and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, best to let Mike handle that ahead of time.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not something that she's going to be able to do by herself. It's a little bit more complex. You know, I tell people, listen, it's not that you're not smart enough to be a lawyer. Believe me, I know plenty of dumb ones. It's that you don't have the training. You just didn't spend all the time in school, but you know, that's a task that's more complex than she could do herself.
This text just came in unsolicited, but you have another happy customer, Mike, because somebody just texted, hey, guys, I just want to let everybody know Mike Chinopoulos was my attorney in the past, and for me, he was the best. So you got another big
we
fan out there.
We love to hear that.
Let's go. We got also a few emails. If you want to talk to Mike Chinopoulos, you can text him a question, 239-277-9600 on the Absolute Law text line. We have a few more minutes left with Mike, so if you want to text a question, now is a great opportunity to do so. From our email, we have this one, and it's we were talking about the stimulus. Mike, I just got another stimulus check from the IRS. My question is, come tax time, do I have to wind up claiming this as additional income? My wife and I got $2,400 last year, and at the first part of the year, we got $1,200. So the IRS is giving you money. When you fill out your taxes, what do you have to do? Is there going to be a special line or something on there?
You know, I don't know the answer to that, but it's interesting. But I'm sure they will tax it. You know, they like to recycle that money. We're going to give you $2,400, but then you're going to pay us tax on it. So my guess is, not being an accountant or a CPA, my guess is that it is taxable. Check with your accountant.
Because you look at that over the past year, from the IRS.
That's crazy. The government is sending you unsolicited money, and they're going
to
tax you on it.
To the tune, in over a year, about $3,600. And this person wants to know, hey, they're sending me money. Am I going to have to claim this on my taxes? That's an interesting question.
Why not just send us less and not tax us? Why do all the paperwork of sending it to us and then us paying taxes?
Exactly. But your gut feeling is that there may be some way to, as you put it, recycle that money.
Mm. Oh, yeah, the government loves to do that. So, yes, I would imagine it's going to be taxable.
That's incredible. Unsolicited, you get it, but you're going to be taxed on it.
Oh, yeah.
Under penalty of law.
Under penalty of law. They'll put a bench warrant out for you.
Yep.
This is another email that was came to us over vacation. This one's interesting too. Mike, we have a mailman who can't seem to read an address.
You know how many packages I delivered this holiday season?
Probably a lot. I've got a bunch that haven't arrived yet. Mike, we have a...
You know, and
yeah, me too. I'm still waiting on one from my girlfriend.
my neighbors will never know it, but I think I saved Christmas for them. Because they all piled them up at my door and figured, let Haney deliver them.
Let me see what this guy is.
Oh, wait, I don't have a girlfriend. That's the problem.
Mike, we have a mailman who can't seem to read an address. I live in a community that has group mailboxes at the front of the complex. Most times, friendly neighbors and I will exchange misplaced mail with each other, but last week I was expecting a package that had a tracking number. The post office notified me by text that the package had been delivered and was placed in a large parcel locker. Well, there was no package, Mike. In fact, all of our parcel lockers were empty. I asked all of my nearby neighbors, and they said they received nothing by mistake. I actually filled out a form with the post office, but they just sent an automated response, and that was it. Is there anything I can do? Confirmed delivery with tracking number and never got the package.
Was it USPS or another carrier?
United States Postal Service.
Yeah, they're going to have to go to this postal inspector and file a report, and then there'll be an investigation because that package, they're going to consider it to be stolen because it says it was delivered and it wasn't there. They'll conduct an investigation to determine if somebody inside the organization stole it or if it was delivered and perhaps stolen off the porch.
Okay.
Or stolen out of the box or wherever
right.
it was left.
Absolute Law text line. Mike, do you do business incorporating?
Yes.
Called your office over the holidays. I understood, with the holidays, this is why I'm asking now, do you do business incorporating? And
yep.
your answer is yes.
Ask Mike, and I'll be glad to help you out.
All right. Oh, boy. I get these things popping up, and... they're long ones. Good afternoon. I had a legal question for Mike. I ordered a food trailer from a gentleman in Miami who had it built in Mexico. After the delivery of the trailer, the gentleman shut off all communications and I cannot get it registered. All the federal agencies I've talked to from Texas to Naples, Florida, to Fort Myers have all said it's been released and free and cleared on a federal level. It's the state of Florida giving me the runaround for over 2 months. What should I do? I can register this in Texas per Customs Department, but not in Florida. Why?
And I'm not sure why. I'd have to dig into that. So you really have two choices. You can go ahead and register it in Texas, then bring it to Florida and change out the Texas registration, and likely you'd be able to do that. That's one way around it. It's difficult. It's going to be expensive.
Jeez.
The other thing you can do is we can look into it and see, is there a legal reason that they're not letting you register it? If there's not, then we go to a judge and get an order. But either one of those things are going to be time-consuming and cost you a little bit of money, so you have to decide which route you want to go.
And you see a guy that wants to go and start a little business for himself, gets a food truck made up. follows the rule to a T, and then there's always one hitch along the way.
Never easy, man.
Absolute Law text line. Mike, what is your average charge for a divorce? With kids, we don't have custody of. Me and my mother have no assets.
Well, here's the thing. If you have no children, own no house, and don't have any assets, you can get what's called basically a summary divorce. If you have children, you can't do that. If you have property, you can't do that. So, you know, the filing fee is $408. And then however much it costs to do the paperwork, it shouldn't be very much. If you don't have any assets, you can come in and we just kind of do the paperwork for you and run it through the courthouse. It wouldn't be very much.
Mike, how much money would it be? How much money would you have to pay to federal, state, and local governments to have them just leave you alone for the rest of your life?
Everything that you make.
That's about it, give or take. One more here, Mike, and then we'll wrap things up. Well, it's a person mad about that they may have to pay income tax on the federal stimulus check they got.
But we don't know that.
But we don't know that. But I guess it's more of a comment that it's our money to begin with. It's our taxes we paid before. How can they tax us again? Isn't that double dipping?
Well, it's recycling.
Well, it's recycling.
You know, it is and it isn't. Think about this. You know, when I was a soldier, I was paid with public money. So I was paid with tax dollars. But yet I had to pay income tax on the salary that the Army paid me. Okay, so it's the same thing. This is income to you. What doesn't make sense to me is if they're giving you $1,200 and your tax would be $200, why don't they just send you $1,000 and call it even?
Yeah. You know, taxes are figured out, and here it is, tax-free. You know, I'm going to have to get a hold of our accountant and find out what's going to be on the tax forms for this year.
That's a lot of jobs in the bureaucracy processing all that.
Yep. A lot of pencil pushing around.
I'm going to keep Billy Bob employed if they do that.
You are, even in the new year, available to our audience 24/7. If they're in trouble, if they need to talk to you, if they don't know which way to turn, they can call you 24/7.
Yes, 24/7, and it's 239 Ask Mike. You can't forget it. It's our area code, and Ask Mike, 239-275-6453. 24/7. I sleep between noon and 6, but you can call me anytime.
All right.
Hey, I just pulled this up real quick, guys. Yes. I just pulled up something on Westlaw, which is a database we use to look at our stuff. And the comments in the tax code for this year, there's petitioner comments, and it says that the stimulus is not scheduled to be taxed. That doesn't mean that Congress can't change their mind, but right now it's not scheduled to be taxed.
All right. So, which actually makes it a little more confusing. Not scheduled to be taxed. Good news. But you're going to have to, will there be a line, I would assume, that you have to put down that, yes, I received this from the IRS?
Yeah, I don't know, but at least right now it's not taxable, so unless they
good
change
news.
The rules, we're going to be okay.
He's Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law, 239 Ask Mike, on this program every Tuesday afternoon. Mike, thank you so much, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Have a great day, gentlemen.
Thank you, pal. There he goes, Mike Chinopoulos, Absolute Law, 239 Ask Mike.
And I love the presentation of the check.
You know what do you mean?
Well, I don't know if you got the note that I got, but it said, "Dear Haney, here is a big, beautiful check sent with love, Donald J. Trump."
Mm-hmm. What a real beauty. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
If I were not the president, you would not be receiving this.
That's not true.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Suddenly, there's a whole new way of looking at radio. Introducing
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
Is what you just told me outside true?
Yes. See, this is why I love doing people, you know, you always try to get me on presidents, and I'll say 96.1% of the time I'm right, because I'm always reading stuff about the presidents. They especially when you go back to the early days, their private lives were pretty dramatic.
And I guess it's almost like how the press is today. Where they just don't see something if they don't want to.
Correct. Yeah, I was telling you about our 22nd and 24th president, Grover Cleveland.
This is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Because I heard part of it.
Yeah, everybody knows part of it.
But when you filled in the blanks.
Yeah. And they the author went back to police reports and all of that stuff. And it was well-known, and he fessed. If you read the history books, Grover Cleveland fessed up to having an illegitimate child. A child that...
The Grover Cleveland, who was president of the United States twice.
Yes.
And the main road in Southwest Florida...
Yeah, Cleveland Avenue.
...is named after this man.
Yeah. They just don't tell you how that child came about. And he was police chief in Buffalo and raped a woman he knew through his church, escorted her back to her two-room apartment.
Well, you said this woman was minding her own business, was on her way to a child's birthday party.
No, not a child's birthday party, was on her way to a friend's birthday party at a restaurant.
Okay, so she's on her way there.
Yeah, going down the sidewalk.
And Grover Cleveland, police chief, intercepts her on her way.
Correct. And they knew each other. And he wanted to know where she was going. She said, I'm going to a birthday party. They're expecting me. He said, let me take you out to dinner instead. And she resisted, said, they're really expecting me if I don't show up there. No, have dinner with me.
I insist.
They had dinner, and he escorted her back to her apartment. They lived about a block and a half away from each other. And as soon as she opened the door, he forced her through the door and raped her. And in those days, unless the woman had a broken bones, was killed, was severely beaten, she was asking for it. And she became pregnant. And he acknowledged that that was his child through the rape. Had the child put into an orphanage, paid her off on that. She tried to take the kid out of the orphanage. When that happened, he had her arrested and put into an insane asylum. And then when he went and obviously ran for mayor, then ran for governor, and then was running for the presidency, and basically asked her to leave town because the story was starting to come out that he had an illegitimate child. But none of the details of how that child came about were released. But he took full responsibility. Unbelievable.
Man.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
And what years was he president?
These were in the late 1800s.
Wonder what we'll find out about as time goes on.
I don't know. But I'm reading this and I'm going, you know, you read history about people, they're human beings.
The road that we drive on every day is named after this man.
And he had a reputation of being a very moral and dignified man, which is why he came out when this story was getting ready to bust open. He immediately claimed, yes, it's my child, and I will support this child. And but it was based on a violent act.
So did she ever get out of the insane asylum?
She went and she moved away went into another town. Reporters tried to find her.
What happened to the kid?
Fake. I haven't gotten that far yet.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, things that you don't know. Now, I already have gone through Thomas Jefferson, Alexander Hamilton. Now I'm at Grover Cleveland. Hamilton, there's a reason he didn't run for president. He probably would have been barbecued.
Well, it didn't end that great anyway.
No, he lost in a duel, which kind of ties into the woman he was having an affair with, who was married at the time, and the husband was completely aware of it, so that his wife could get dirt on Hamilton.
Jeez.
And let Jefferson know. Let's get you updated on traffic.
They don't teach this.
No, they don't. Brought to you by Firehouse
Subs. And that's reality.
Yes. Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, we're going to go and look at Collier County. We've got a crash, North Naples, Livingston Road and Immokalee Road. In Golden Gate, crash, Vanderbilt Beach Road and Vineyards Boulevard. And a disabled vehicle, East Naples, 3500 block of Boca Seca Drive. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here's Haney right now with today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know.
All right.
Maybe not on the level that Stan just gave you, but they're still pretty good.
Yep.
Even during the pandemic or because of the pandemic, it has not slowed down people moving from one place to another.
By the tons of people moving to the good states of Florida and Texas. And
well, the good people at United Van Lines, who know better than anybody what's going on, have released the results of their annual study as to where people are fleeing and where they're moving.
Florida and Texas.
You know, we've told you for years about the evils of social networking, but there's another digital demon that we need to call out publicly.
A digital demon.
Autocorrect.
Yes! Yes!
That can get you into so much trouble.
Yes!
A woman looking for employment sent out a ton of resumes and could not figure out why she wasn't getting any response.
Hmm.
That had not been her experience in the past. You know, at least she'd get an interview or something. Until she reviewed her resume and saw what autocorrect had done to her.
Those details in less than an hour.
You know, when you get pulled over by the cops, it's never a good idea to begin with the statement, "You're going to laugh." This is what it looks like. A man claims, and this is Dateline Port St. Lucie, by the way.
Jeez, of course it is.
A man claims his big bag of drugs are just simple ingredients to bake a cake.
Sure. Don't greet, especially in Florida, you greet an officer with howdy.
Mm-hmm. And finally, this is awfully elaborate. A construction worker dug an elaborate secret underground tunnel to have an affair. I guess the tunnel was pretty well done. There's just one problem.
What's that?
The woman's husband found it. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. A laughter.
I went too far.
That always makes you laugh. It's 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies. Happy New Year. They never reply to me. They never reply to me.
Woo!
Well, here we are. It's the 5th of January.
Sure is.
And unless you're junior, you've already blown your New Year's resolutions.
Because he's sticking to his.
Damn straight.
Yeah, we'll see. First one's free.
Because he's a grown-ass man. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons you already broke your New Year's resolution.
Top reasons why you already broke your New Year's resolution.
McRib.
Oh.
Ooh, so scared, Chubby Wubby. I reported you to Jenny Craig.
You promised to be a better wife and mother. But come on, have you met your family?
I just got my 8th birthday.
Yeah.
It's
I
a
know.
Lady.
I know.
Here's my ear on my
I know. I know.
Certain frequencies that just pierce.
Yeah.
3 days without drinking was enough. What are you, a monk? Turns out that earning a GED is more challenging than you thought.
Right, Junior?
Here's one for make Junior feel better.
Yeah.
Why should you be a better person when everyone else is such an a-hole?
Yeah. I'm ready to go to jail tonight!
Your resolution was to quit drinking, but you never specified alcohol.
That's right. Hold my beer.
Why stop when you're 2/3 of the way through everything on Netflix? Now that would be quitting. And finally, the very top reason you already broke your New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
Before you change, you want to see exactly what 2021 has to offer.
Same. Same. I'm in firm agreement with that.
And that, my friend.
Elvis,
left the building.
Quit smoking,
it, baby.
Quit drinking. Let me see how this year goes.
Do you know, I told you that I entertained Junior and his father at my home.
Yes, you did.
And his father is he's a broadcasting legend.
Hall of Famer.
Yep. And a very gracious man. And he arrived before Junior did. Junior was late.
Well, yeah. A child, you know, it happens. Father always arrives before the child does.
Why was I late?
Because you were being my bitch.
That's right. I was being your bitch, running your errands for you.
So, his father comes in, and I offer him a drink.
A convivial.
Yeah. I said, I think I pretty much got anything you'd like. Would you like a mixed drink? Would you like you know what? A beer sounds good. And I said, I've got you covered. Because I know that I've got 2 boxes of, what is that, with the Budweiser that's like a Guinness,
yeah.
the deluxe.
The Nitro?
Yeah, yes.
Nitro. Yeah.
I know I've got 2 boxes of that in my fridge in the garage.
Do you?
And so I'm going, yeah, not only have I got a beer for you, it's that Bud Nitro. I go out to my refrigerator and reach in to one of the boxes.
Yeah.
It's been opened.
Yeah. Well, thanks to Charlie Siphon over here.
It's an empty box.
Sure.
I go, no problem. This one's empty. I go into the second box, and it's not apparent that it's been opened, but the flap, once I open the flap, I realize that's empty as well.
Why should this surprise you?
So I said, well, I have beer here from, but it's from last New Year's. Would you like a mixed drink instead? And so we make our way into the kitchen, and he's looking over the booze that I have, and all the bottles are like, you know, half or below.
Right.
And he said, I thought you said that you didn't really drink much. I said, I don't. And he goes, well, then who drank all of your booze? I go, well, that's all your son.
Yep.
Take after my old man.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'll have a Coke.
Yeah. Good man. This is from Jay.
And then Junior.
Yes.
Once we're in conversation, Junior disappears and comes back with two over a year old beers that he proceeds to chug.
They haven't skunked yet.
This is from Jay.
Jesus.
Guys, I was driving through southern Ohio yesterday morning and scanning the stations. I came across this and I laughed, and I must have traveled through time. A station called Super Q. The song was even from the 80s, a Kim Wilde tune, Keep Me Hanging On. I was expecting to hear the DJ tell me to be sure to have my Super Q bumper sticker for the Super Q Summer Giveaways. Signed, Jay.
It's the Super Q Super Summer Giveaway.
Ahoy, gentlemen. I hope both you, I hope both of you had a great Christmas and New Year. Stan, I am terribly sorry about the trauma you went through over vacation. No man, no matter what, should go through that. On the bright side, I think you said you're cancer-free.
Yeah, so far.
Yeah, as far as we can tell, there was no reason for that.
None. It should have gone away on its own.
Yep.
This is Scott, our super fan. Hey, guys. Stan, sorry about your plight over the holidays. I do have to say, though, a long-standing theme in my family has been that life is balance. Adding in the factor of Stan luck to that equation, it is reasonable to believe that you, by all accounts, have a wonderful wife who probably cleaned you up, balances out the embarrassment you were subjected to. Well, no, probably not. But pretty close, right? Clean yourself up. The Stan and Haney motto for 2021?
Yep.
Just throwing that one out there. Anyway, you guys, I love you guys, Junior 2. And you're right. The Guardian, the commercials are becoming a bit much with the virtue signaling. Is anybody really enjoying these pandering commercials anymore? Signed, Scott. P.S. Why do I get the feeling that there is a chance that one person was aroused by Stan's story and that his name was Joffrey? Also,
that's nasty.
Also, I've listened to the best of episodes, and I do believe it's time for Junior to start reading the jokes in the tradition of Jokey and Bok Choy. You know, people that are bad at reading. That was part of the charm of the old days. Just saying. Signed, Scott.
I don't think Junior...
I'd like to try it for a day.
I don't think he'd be up to it.
I'd like to see him try it for a day.
I can read just fine. I don't think you can.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. I think maybe tomorrow we just try it. He did get one good star today on the star board. Kreskin, the amazing Kreskin, tomorrow on this show. That should have been a no-brainer, but...
Well, I mean, he's been a friend of ours for 30 years, yeah. Expecting our call. Great execution.
ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guy, so glad you enjoyed the steaks. Now, first to Haney, thank you for saying that I was correct in my comments on those TV ads.
Yeah, Stan was fighting me.
Yeah, but you're 100% correct. It was not meant to be racist in any way.
Of course not.
It's just the truth. Now, I wonder if people realize just how dangerous AI is.
Okay, that's a quick segue.
Yep, he does that. I mean, just think what you can do with AI.
Cars, they're already doing it.
Cars that don't need a driver, home devices that you can run your house, and phones that can get you any information you need. Now, think about that on a much larger scale, like the military, spying, counterintelligence.
Hypersonic missiles.
I swear some of the AI is smarter than mankind. I remember a couple of years ago, I saw a show that listed the top five dangers to humans, and one of those was AI. Personally, I don't trust AI. Thank
Never
you,
have.
Never have. As long as I've known you. It's a little too close to Terminator and Skynet. Call me crazy, but you know it can be true. You guys are the best, signed The Guardian.
He's done it again!
He sure has. Stan's Name That Movie and a chance for you to win some prizes coming up next. Today's theme, New Year.
Oh.
Five movie clips. First person to identify the clip will win a prize. We'll go over that as well. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Now that's a plan.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mark Haney in the news. Coming up in about 25, 30 minutes or so.
How do you do that?
What?
Get on that show.
Okay, there's two shows you got to get on.
Well, I don't think I need... I don't think I'm that fat.
Dr. Nazardan from My 600-Pound Life will not take you because you're not... obese. You just got a little, a middle-aged gut.
Yeah.
But then you want to get on 90 Day Fiancé and have some Ukraine.
Yeah.
Where you get them the visa, the marriage visa to come over, and you got 90 days to see how it works out and marry them.
Yeah. Where they would be excited by, like, hot water?
Yeah. Here's what... Find out the requirements... For somebody to go on 90 Day Fiancé.
Boy, this could be bigger than the Jane Whitney show for us.
And then at first you just start chatting back and forth with her to get to know her.
You want me to find a nice Russian gal or something?
I want you to find out how Haney can get on that show, 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, I thought you were talking about getting me someone.
What?
Why don't you, you know.
You can't, you're not responsible enough for that.
What are you trying to worm in on this?
I'm not interested anymore.
Yeah, good. Do as you're told.
No, he means he's not interested in looking up what it takes to get on the show.
Yes, he's told her. I'll tell his dad and I'll tell his mom.
You know, I was working so hard to make his dad proud of him.
Well,
and now
on.
You're...
The whole time you guys were complimenting me. You would...
Okay, I heard... No. If you're a good boy, I'll turn it back on.
You can't win with this kid.
No. But I got the master switch here, and I'll shut it off. All right, now it's on. Behave yourself.
So 90 Day Fiancé is what you think I should look into.
90 Day Fiancé, they got 90 days the other way where you got to go over there.
Yeah, I found it.
Because what I really want is a good laundress, a good cook.
Uh-huh.
someone that's capable of menial tasks to keep the household running.
Well, if you've seen some of these ladies that they hook up with, they don't do any of that.
Why?
Because
I think they'd be grateful to come to America.
They are grateful.
At first.
So what you have to do is you have to send an email with your personal story, current K-1 status, and expected U.S. arrival date. And
if you're coming here.
And a few recent photos of you and fiance. You must be in a relationship to participate.
Oh.
This is not a matchmaking series. Please do not apply if you are not currently in a K-1 applicable relationship.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you can read. Yeah.
I can read fine.
Read those jokes.
Applicable.
Yep.
So I got to find one first.
Yes.
But they're all scams.
You don't know. I watched the show. It is.
Then you could be on that catfishing show.
Catfish.
Because I'm not getting a visa for her husband.
No. Nope.
And her kids.
No. A lot of them have kids that they leave back in the village. Firehouse Subs bringing us traffic. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers,
Cape Coral. Village.
Yeah. Still looking down Collier County Way in the estates. We have a crash, Immokalee Road and 37th Avenue Northeast. And in Immokalee, a disabled vehicle, should be nothing new there, the 8400 block of State Road 29. And you are up to date. Stan's Name That Movie.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Yeah, I know you did, because you're thinking about a Russian bride. Pardon.
Well, no, I was thinking about a laundress.
Sure, a laundress and a cook. The only thing they know how to cook is meat and cabbage.
That's fine.
Okay, good.
I like meat and cabbage.
We're moving along. Prizes.
Don't you like meat and cabbage?
I like meat, but you don't know what kind of meat they're cooking. They're not going to say beef or chicken. They say, I cook meat. We have $50 to Big 8 Barbecue. Wow, that sounds good.
It does.
That's downtown Cape Coral. How about $50 to Carrabba's? We also have $50 to one of our favorite places, Mangarita's, on Fort Myers Beach. $50 to the Pewter Mug in North Naples. $25 to Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach. And if you want to get a new hairdo, we have $50 to Savage Beauty Boutique in Cape Coral. Men's and women's haircuts, kids' cuts, colors, and hair treatments, and skull rubs. All in-house.
I like a skull rub.
Your job is to identify, the first person to identify the film, 277-9600. I'm going to play the first clip. I'll release the phones after we play the first movie clip. This has to do with New Year. First clip is usually the most difficult. This was a damn good movie a few years back. New Year, the theme. Name this movie.
Happy New Year.
Let me speak to Betty.
Party's over. She probably went home.
She lives there.
Yeah. I know her.
Well, then get on the phone. Tell her it's an emergency. I want you to get Betty on the phone right now.
Hold on. Anybody live here named... What's her name again?
Betty.
Betty.
What you screaming about?
You're Betty?
Yeah, I'm Betty. It's my place. Who are you?
I'm Margaret, and this is Ted. You guys want to go to breakfast?
Yeah.
Let's go to Denny's.
Later. Okay, Ted, what's the problem?
Hello, Betty. What's the problem? I haven't got a problem. I've got problems. Plural. Want to hear?
Sure.
Well, most recently, there's room 309. There's this scary Mexican gangster dude poking his finger in my chest. There's his hooligan kids snapping their fingers at me. There's a putrid, rotting corpse of a dead horse stuffed in the springs of the bed. There's rooms blazing a fire. There's a big fat needle from God knows where stuck in my leg, infecting me with God knows what. And finally, there's me, walking out the door, right now. Buenas noches.
Is that the penthouse?
Yes, it is.
Name the movie.
Was that old Greg?
277-9600. If you haven't seen that movie, you don't know what you're missing. 277-9600. Name the movie. Win a prize. And think, New Year's. New Year's. Ahoy, who's this?
Jamie Brown.
Jamie Brown? Can you name that movie, Jamie Brown?
Four Rooms.
It is Four Rooms. The Quentin Tarantino, Robert Rodriguez film. Yes. You are absolutely right. It's a great movie. What would you like?
What do we want?
Well, who's the decision maker? I want to talk to the decision maker.
Hey, that's me.
All right, what do you want?
Well, either that or
the one off the beach.
Okay, I've got two on for. I've got Shuckers and I've got Mangaritas.
Mangaritas.
Yeah, right. Hold on, Jesus. I get it. And I know you're going to be drawn into a long conversation, Junior. Make it fast.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's downtown Jamie Brown.
Yep. Again, New Year's. Name the movie.
The Colonel. Excuse me. Blind Gondoli. Great you could make it. Great, great, great.
How are you? Oh, you look heavy.
I'm fine.
Meet boys. Tommy, Pete. Meet girls. Cindy, Angie.
Hi.
These are the next stars. Mm-hmm. These are the real people in the world.
Ah. I think we ought to do that talk with Jack now. What do you say? Maybe iron this thing out before we start the new year?
Hmm? Let's do it.
Parker!
I can't read.
Oh, made it!
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Amazing party, man.
You bet. Courtesy of Jack Horner, thank you.
I wouldn't mind me having a piece of that action right over there.
Michelle, I'll introduce you.
Sure. Introduce you to my lap.
Did you get up work, man?
Don't dance Sunday night.
Right.
Who's got his eye out in the driveway?
Dirk.
So jealous. She's jamming, man. Start down low with 350 cube, 3 1/4 horsepower, 4-speed, 410 gears, 10 coats of competition orange, hand rub lacquer with a blue plane manifold, full race cams.
Whoa. Yep.
Yeah. Name the movie, 277-9600. I don't think when that movie came out, which was about 10 years ago, 12 years, Junior was allowed to see it. Too much nudity. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Jim.
Jim, can you name the movie?
Boogie Nights.
It is Boogie Nights. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
Big 8 Barbecue, please.
You got it, pal. Hold on. I think he's won a lot of times before.
Oh, quick fingers.
Yeah. Yeah, wish Junior was as quick. Good. Never mind. All right.
People in hell want ice water.
Movie clip number 3, New Year's. This movie came out just a few years ago, but it was a sequel. The sequel, which we're going to play here, had a one-word title. One-word title. Name the movie. The theme, New Year's.
No. No.
Hard to starboard! Starboard engines! Full of stern!
Starboard engines! Full of stern!
I got it! I got it! Come on! Turn! Turn!
Come on!
It was a sequel that we just played. One word title. Name the movie. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Donnie Brown.
Donnie, name it.
Titanic?
No.
Was that Uptown Donnie Brown?
Yeah. No, it was not. Although you're kind of in the right area of subject matter.
Was it Pearl Harbor 2?
Yes. Ahoy, who's this?
Heather.
Heather, can you name it?
I sure can. Is it Poseidon?
It is Poseidon. You are absolutely correct. And Junior is upset with himself because he thought he should know that.
Well, Junior's not that smart.
yes, you're figuring it out.
But he can read fine.
I'm the one who hands out the prizes.
Whatever.
I'm not scared of you, Junior.
Love it.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. What would you like?
May I have Shuckers, please?
You sure can. And let me, what's your first name again?
Heather.
Heather. If you have any problems with Junior.
Oh, Heather takes no mess.
If anything, no. Though, let me know about it. But I don't think hearing you right now, and he's already scared, this should be an easy transaction.
Excellent.
All right, hold on, Heather. I'm going to send you over to Junior.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Hold on.
And I'm just going to pretend to write her info.
Well, I know how you can tell. Hind legs quivering.
Yep. That one leg goes. Yeah. It gets the shakes. Yeah. Movie clip number four. New Year's. Name it.
Merry New Year!
Happy New Year. In this country, we say Happy New Year.
Ha 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 ha! Thank you for correcting my English, which stinks. I am Nanja Ibuko, exchange student from Cameroon. Ha 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 ha! I'm only arriving. Beef jerky time. You want some beef jerky?
Oh, please.
There's plenty, you know.
Beef jerky time.
Would he be allowed to make that movie today?
No. Well, but he's him, so probably. You know, remember on the reunion show he did, and no problem. Buckwheat.
Yeah.
Yeah. No problem.
But how come he's allowed?
I don't know.
You sounded an awful lot like your tour guide. Yep,
I don't know. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Joe from Naples.
Joe from Naples, can you name the movie?
Is that Welcome to America?
No. No, it is not. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Kim.
Kim? Hi, Kim. How are you? Are you afraid of Junior?
Nope.
Okay, good girl. Can you name the movie?
Trading Places?
It is Trading Places with Eddie Murphy. You are absolutely right. What would you like?
What's left?
I've got Big 8 Barbecue. I've got Carrabba's. I've got Pewter Mug. I've got Shuckers. And I also have, if you are up in the Cape, I've got Savage Beauty Boutique. $50 for a new hairdo.
Can I get Big 8 Barbecue?
You sure can. Hold on, okay?
Sure.
Nice job. Hold on. One more. And it's the definitive New Year's movie clip used for 40 years. Name this movie. It's the easiest out of them all. Just get the number right.
There's a plane waiting for us to take us to Miami in an hour. They'll make a big thing about it. I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart. You broke my heart.
Fredo! Come on. Come with me. It's the only way out of here tonight.
Roth is dead. Fredo! Fredo, come with me! You're still my brother! Fredo! Fredo!
Name the movie.
Fredo.
Yeah, Fredo. Name the movie.
And right to the end.
Yep.
Michael's, you're still my brother.
Yep.
Fredo.
Yep. Gave him the kiss of death, though, on New Year's Eve.
Fredo.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Chris from Buckingham.
Chris from Buckingham, name the movie.
Godfather Part 2.
It sure is. What would you like, buddy?
Can we get Carrabba's, please?
You sure can.
Don't make a big deal about it, but there's a plane from Miami leaving in an hour.
Okay, you're still my brother, Fredo. Hold on. outro, please, Haney.
Fredo. And that concludes Stan's tribute to somehow, some way, some tie-in with New Year's.
All of it was New Year's.
Tune in next week for something or other. From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
As long as our mother is alive, I want nothing to happen to him.
Righto.
Michael, I know you're upset about the GQ article.
I barely enjoyed my daily bath with my adolescent snow leopards.
But getting magged only brings in more publicity.
Well, what do you want me to do when some magazine slanders me? Just ignore it?
Well,
I mean, that is obviously an imposter.
Yeah,
well, his nose even looks real.
Yeah, well, that's my point, Michael. I mean, people know it's not you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it could be me. I mean, after my next surgery, I was going to look just like this person. Now my plans are ruined.
Michael, you know what? You know what? Maybe you should try therapy.
Why? What? What do you think? I'm weird or something?
You're wearing a tiara and a unitard right now.
That is because I am a visionary. I want this magazine sued. Sue them, lawyer man. Sue them and win their children for
Michael,
me.
They don't award children in a lawsuit.
Then I just want joint custody. I'll keep them on the weekends. Just get me a Saturday night.
Michael.
I'm lonely, lawyer man. Where's Macaulay?
Michael.
Macaulay, your little MJ's missing you.
Michael.
Come back. Come back, Macaulay.
More fun than a Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Just found that one lying around. I said, what the hell?
Well, those are classics.
I know they are. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. Mark Haney and the news on the way. Coming up at 6 o'clock, it'll be Al Beck taking you through your
That's
Tuesday
right.
evening.
The Al Beck. Beck. We landed Al Beck.
Yep, look him up. Take a look at his credentials, his street cred.
Might have got in a little over our head there. What is his credentials and street cred?
Oh, he's big, big. He's got a rep around here.
I don't know if we want people looking into that, do we?
They're free to do that. Something, once you see something, you can't take it back, though. It's one of those things.
But yeah, we landed the big fish in free agency.
Yeah. Al Beck, 6 o'clock.
Yep, we outbid them all.
Yep.
It's the most aggressive we've ever been. Yeah. It's the most aggressive this place has been about going after talent in a long time.
Yep. If you've got Wi-Fi at home, and let's face facts, who doesn't? Chances are you've got tons of connected devices. Luckily, Xfinity XFi keeps all those connected devices protected from Wi-Fi threats. We're talking about laptops, tablets, smart speakers, cell phones, security cameras, even your smart fridge. Plus, you get notifications every time a threat to your network has been blocked, so you don't have to worry about a thing.
You get added protection for your home Wi-Fi network with XFi Advanced Security. If it's connected, it's protected. Now, that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement, or ask about a faster option with new and improved speed.
Plus, get advanced security free with the XFi Gateway. Just activate through the Xfinity app, go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today.
Requires paperless billing and auto pay. Restrictions apply.
Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon, brought to you by Firehouse Subs, three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, let's start in Cape Coral. Got a crash, Hancock Bridge Parkway in Southeast 23rd Place. Fort Myers, crash, Alico Road and Royal Queen Boulevard. And in Bonita Springs, hit and run, Beretta Drive. The 2700 block of Beretta Drive in Bonita Springs. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, January 5th.
Double M, double XI.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know. You know, earlier in the show, Stan had a whopper of a thing you didn't know.
Yeah.
If you want to find out about it, you'll have to go back to the 4 o'clock hour and listen to Stan tell Grover Cleveland's horrible, horrible secret.
Yep.
But there are... Everybody's got a secret.
Sure, everybody's got a secret. Right, Junior?
The actress Julianne Moore won the Oscar for Best Actress for the film Still Alice in 2015. And good for her. It was directed by a gentleman by the name of Wash West. And, obviously, that was a big feature prestige film, but he didn't start out that way.
Who, Wash West?
Yes, he got his start directing hardcore gay porn.
Got to start somewhere.
I'm not even sure if I can tell you what his most famous work was.
Why, do they have it listed what his most...
Yeah, I can tell you the name of the film, but I don't know if you'll have to edit it or not.
Oh, well, let me... Can I look at it?
Yeah, it's the last line there on number one. I don't know if I can say that or not.
I wouldn't. I mean, you probably could, but I don't know that I would say that.
Pretty good title.
It's a damn great title.
For a gay porno.
Yep.
Okay, I can't tell you.
It's a takeoff on a movie.
Yeah. Well, it's a takeoff on Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yes.
Now, I can't tell you what the doctor part is, but it's Dr. Blank and Mr. Hard.
Yeah. I'll start somewhere, man.
Yeah. Learn the craft.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of quick zooms. Yeah. And
cuts and close-ups and weird angles.
Yeah. Great training ground.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, anything that could go wrong would go wrong in that movie, or that directing that kind. What was it? Kind of a gay what?
Hardcore gay pornography.
Yeah, you see it all at that level.
Yeah. I mean, you check your ego at the door there.
Yeah, darn right.
Unless you're the star, of course, and then they got to build you up.
Yeah. Flaunt it.
Yep. This may come as a shock to many of you, but Johnny Cash, his birth name was not Johnny.
You know that, don't you? You knew that, right?
Mm-mm. Well, I may have learned it and forgotten it.
Oh. What was his name?
And?
A boy named Sue.
Yeah. Johnny Cash... When he was born, his name wasn't Johnny. It wasn't even John.
Or Sue.
Johnny Cash was born without any first name. Huh? His parents simply gave him the initials J.R. because they couldn't think of a name or couldn't agree on one. So he was simply known as J.R., his whole life, until he enlisted in the Air Force, and they said, that's not acceptable. We have to have a first name for you. So he himself picked John.
Thus, John R. Cash.
Yeah, he named himself.
All right. I like that.
We all love the classic Gladys Knight and the Pips song, Midnight Train to Georgia.
One of the classics.
And it just rolls right off the tongue. Although none of us would probably ever experience getting on a midnight train to Georgia, it just seems right.
Yeah.
That was not the original name of the song.
You do a lot of these stories like that, how they started out as something else.
The songwriter was inspired to write this song because the songwriter was on the phone with Farrah Fawcett.
Right on.
And she told the songwriter that she was going to see her family and had to go and hang up the phone because she had to catch the midnight plane to Houston. That's the original name of the song.
I like the revised version.
Midnight Train, a lot more imagery.
Yeah. I'm going to live in his world if he can't live without me in mine. Or what? I'd rather live in
world,
his world.
World.
His world.
His and his alone.
Something like that.
Leaving.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on the midnight train.
Woo-hoo. I'd rather live in his world than live without him in my
world. World.
Yeah.
World.
His world.
His and his alone.
Something like that.
I will tell you this and see if you have any idea what it could be.
Okay.
There are several animals, mammals, that are completely immune to both snake and scorpion venom.
One of them is one of the Australian animals, like a wombat or something, like a badger. It's, I don't know what. What is it?
Well, if you were on the farm,
yeah,
and you saw a big, gigantic rattlesnake,
yeah,
and it was about to go after your prized pig,
yeah, I wouldn't have to worry about it.
Nope.
Really?
pig shake it off.
No kidding.
So do hedgehogs and skunks.
Did not know that.
I didn't either.
Well, I think a skunk could scare away a rattlesnake with one squirt.
Yeah, but don't they just sense heat? Would they even be able to smell a skunk?
Skunk's a warm-blooded animal.
No, I'm talking about the snakes, though. You said a snake would be scared of a skunk, but I don't think it could smell them.
What, a snake not smell a skunk?
Yeah.
It'd smell a skunk.
How?
I don't know. They smell with their tongue. They do.
Like, you know how that works.
Yeah, I do.
Chemicals or something.
Yeah.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, we've told you from the beginning about the evils of social networking.
Mm-hmm, we have.
But there's another digital demon you need to be aware of.
Digital demon.
That's right. It's your old friend autocorrect.
Jeez.
It knows better than you.
We had that problem today, right, Junior? When Chinopoulos was on, some guy sent a text in that was asking him a question. Couldn't decipher what it was.
It was all over the place.
I didn't even know what the words were, and it was all trying to autocorrect.
This was posted on Reddit. A woman sent out a bunch of resumes and couldn't figure out why she never even got called for an interview. I mean, it's not her first rodeo. Mm. She knows she's not going to get every job, but to get no response? Come on, there's got to be something wrong. So she went back over her resume, did a little proofreading to make sure everything was correct. And then she figured out why.
Why?
The resume app that she was using, even though she filled everything out correctly, helpfully auto-corrected her name to her internet user name.
Oh, no.
So instead of her name, say, Jane Smith, what have you.
Yeah.
She was applying for jobs with the legal name of Princess Banana Hammock. Yeah. Now, that's cute on the internet.
Sure.
Not so cute when you're applying for a job. Now, believe it or not, Princess Banana Hammock did not totally get skunked. Even with that name on her resume, she did land two interviews.
Oh, that's good.
Now that her real name is back on her resume, the response has increased incredibly.
That is, that is good news right there. It's been a while since we've had some true good news.
Princess Banana Hammock.
Right.
I'm hiring that bitch.
Yep. Get her on the phone.
Sounds like a woman that knows her place. Note Stan's reaction.
What?
Dateline, Port St. Lucie.
Let me tell you something. There are two of the worst places in the state of Florida. Oh, you may have your favorites, but we've been doing this a long time. If something bad is going to happen, it'll be in the Port St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach area. That area is a cluster. And the second one, right here in Southwest Florida, Fort Myers, Naples, Cape Coral, Lehigh Acres. Yeah, you hear me, Lehigh Acres. Those are the two pits of Florida, here and over there, where, like, we have nice things here, and they have nice things over there. It's a very beautiful part of the state. But somehow those two areas attract the riffraff.
Police in Port St. Lucie pulled over two men around 3 a.m. New Year's Eve.
See?
Three men?
Pulled over two men.
Yep.
3 a.m. New Year's Eve.
What are they doing?
Well, one of the gentlemen was 30-year-old Jethro Genius.
What's his name?
Jethro Genius. Shockingly, Jethro had an outstanding warrant.
You don't say. Probably from Fort Myers.
So they searched Genius's backpack. In the backpack, they found two large bags inside the backpack. One was filled with a white powder, one with a brown powder.
And mix the two together and you get...
Now, keep in mind, it's 3 a.m.
Yep.
You've got a warrant here on Jethro Genius. He opened his backpack and there's white powder and brown powder.
Jethro Genius.
It doesn't take a genius to imagine what this might be. Now, the cops obviously think they've got him cold. But Jethro Genius had a genius explanation. Those aren't drugs.
No.
They're simply ingredients to bake a cake. Bum-ba! Genius! Unfortunately for him, the technology has really advanced to the point that they can do what they call a field test.
Yes.
And found out what the white powder and the brown powder were.
And they were?
They were both just pure ecstasy. Then, when they took him to jail, he accidentally dropped a bag of meth that they'd somehow missed. He did not try to pass it off as baking powder or yeast at that point. He gave up, and he's been hit with several drug charges.
There's his picture.
But you can never count out a genius.
Yeah, and he looks like a genius, don't he?
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, when you are blessed with a name like Jethro Genius, you have a certain responsibility to follow up on
it. Sure do.
You got to earn that name.
Yeah, he ain't earning it.
Or is he?
Pure genius.
Jethro Genius. Did I say Bill?
Yeah.
There is a man in Tijuana, Mexico, identified only by his first name, Alberto.
Oh, Alberto.
Alberto is a construction worker and a pretty good one. He's been cheating on his wife with a woman named Pamela. Pamela is also married to a man named George. To make their affair easier, Alberto put his construction expertise to work. He dug an underground tunnel beneath their homes. Now, we don't know how long the tunnel was, but it looks like a pretty professional job.
It does. Nice work, Alberto.
And the tunnel worked out great until George came home from work early one day.
Yeah, saw the trap door open. And what are those mattresses doing down there?
When George came home unexpectedly, well, his wife had been a bit careless, and he spotted the hole to the tunnel, which was usually completely hidden underneath his couch.
Oh.
Now, you come home. You find a hole leading to a tunnel,
oh, yeah.
Well, by golly, you're going to be a little bit curious.
Darn right you are.
He followed it all the way to Alberto's house. Alberto, man to man, asked George if it would be too much to ask if maybe George not mention this to his wife. But George went out of his way.
Sure he did.
And actually woke her from a dead sleep to tell her what was going on.
Yep. Take a look at this.
Now, everything had been peaceable up until that point. But once he woke up Alberto's wife, the two got into a fist fight. At that point, the police came and separated them. No word on if anyone is facing charges. That is a lot of effort.
Look at the work done. He must have really cared for her.
Really?
I don't know.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, January 5th.
Double M, double XI.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, selling it like it is.
That's way too much effort for side action.
A lot of effort. Look at that tunnel.
That is, man. That's like an El Chapo tunnel.
Yes. Thank you, Mark. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
This is a symbol that you'll be seeing a lot from now on. It stands for the something wonderful that happens. The richer and more satisfying life your family can enjoy through the well-planned use of
Stan and Haney.
And one of the best things is this. Your family, every family can afford it.
96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Stan.
Hi, Haney. Junior. Hi, Junior.
Hi.
Haney.
Stan.
Junior.
Everyone.
Al Beck coming up at 6 o'clock to take you through your evening. Thank you for a wonderful Tuesday, and thank you for hanging out with us. We got time to do some traffic right now, brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, we'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. 15,000 block of North Cleveland Avenue, right at the Merchants Crossing. I guess there's a racetrack gas station near there, too. Fort Myers crash, Cemetery Road and Laurelwood Drive. And one more for you. It's in Fort Myers. Crash, 6 Mile Cypress Parkway and South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date.
Down into her brown eyes and said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free.
He couldn't see.
They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive. There were 7 Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And 7 Spanish angels took another angel home.
She reached down and lit the gunner that lay smoking in his hand.
He likes to smoke ganja.
She said, Father, please forgive me. I can't make it without my man. And she knew the gun was empty, and she knew she couldn't win. But her final prayer was answered when the rifles fired again. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
There were seven Spanish angels.
Yes.
At the altar of the sun.
They women.
They women.
They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. Seven Spanish angels took another angel home. All right, y'all, help me now.
There were seven Spanish angels
at the altar,
of the sun.
Oh, I believe
they were praying for the lover
that it was
in the valley of the gun.
Well, well, well.
When the battle stopped and smoke went,
there was
thunder on the throne.
That was beautiful.
Yeah,
sing it, Ren. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I feel like the sexual harassment news has finally been going on long enough to where my guy friends feel comfortable complaining about how hard it's been for them. All of a sudden, my guy friend's like, what, so I can't even hug a woman at work anymore? You never could. That's why we're in this mess. No one wants to bump nipples with you at 9 a.m. by the Keurig machine. It's weird. But as I say that, I want you guys to know, I get it. Of course you want to touch women. They're so freaking cute. They're impossible to resist. I relate to your frustration because sometimes I will see a service dog at the airport. And it's wearing a little vest. It says, dog working. Do not pet. Now I'm in a pickle. Because I'm going to pet that dog. This is going down the easy way or the hard way. I mean, it's a dog. It obviously wants it. But I don't. I never pet a service dog. Some of that vest, you're like, oh, God, that dog's in the middle of something, you know? You respect that vest, which makes me think that's what we need to start doing at work. Women need to start wearing little vests to work. Lady working. Do not hug.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. Kreskin on tomorrow. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this.
I don't care what day it is.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to come into work and hear that one of my employees has been reprimanded.
Yeah, he's been reprimanded.
You're not talking about me, are you?
What?
Were you reprimanded?
I was not reprimanded.
I wasn't reprimanded.
You weren't?
No.
Are you hoping we'll forget about it?
What are you talking about? I'm in the dark here. I have no idea
what
you're talking about.
You were reprimanded.
How? Please explain.
Well, Junior, we're all very proud of you, although we don't join you in it.
Yeah, we're very proud of you.
Yeah,
that,
I bet. Yeah.
That your New Year's resolution, wink, wink, because you want to be healthy.
Yeah, what the hell is that supposed to mean?
Was that you wanted to stop smoking.
Yes.
You really did, because you don't like smoking.
Well, I love smoking. I can't do it anymore.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Know what else you can't do either?
So are you...
I see where you're getting.
Are you using the patch? Or?
Yeah, patch, gum.
Nope.
Buddy.
Nope, I got my stick.
What are you talking
my
about?
My little vape stick.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Oh, it's horrible. I hate it. It does light up, though. It goes into party mode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Any advantages to the vape over cigarettes?
No.
Not one? Like, oh, I don't know, you can do it indoors?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a huge advantage, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what was the reprimand about?
Yeah, what were you reprimanded about?
Vaping inside. I guess I was reprimanded. Yeah, you're right. You had to jog my memory a little bit. I tried forgetting about it.
Well, you're reprimanded so frequently, yeah. I understand.
Yeah. He was told, because they've seen him puffing around here, he was told by his superior, no more vaping indoors.
So if he'd been cool about it, he probably could have got away with it.
Probably could have.
I asked him to turn a blind eye, and he said, no, I cannot do that.
But what were you doing, walking around the hallway vaping?
Yes.
No.
No, you were.
Because
you're
in the comfort of my room.
No, you're in your own room. Yeah. Nobody should be coming in there or peeking in the window. How'd they catch you?
Well, it's my boss. I mean, I can't tell him, don't come.
How'd they catch you?
Oh, I vaped, like, right in front of him.
Are you
truly a numbskull?
Like 50% of the time.
So your boss is in there, and you're vaping indoors right in front of his face.
Right in his face, yeah.
Why would you do that? Now you've left him. Even if he wanted to turn a blind eye, you've made it his business.
Yeah, he said kudos to you on quitting, but don't vape in here.
That's what I'm greeted with today.
Yeah, so apparently there's no advantage then. You would think, oh, well, I can vape in here, and Stan and Haney can't smoke in here. Well, there's no advantage. You got to go outside to do that.
Well, the last time I checked, Eagle Scouts don't get demerits.
Yep.
Look, sure. Yeah.
Why don't you put the thing down? I'll give you a smoke. First one's free.
No, I'm good, man.
No, you're not.
No, I'm good. I'm not good, but
I mean, you're a grown-ass man, right?
Yeah, you're a grown-ass man. You think you can do what you want.
I am a grown-ass man.
Yeah? Well, why aren't you smoking, then?
This is a trap. I'm not
I know it's a trap. I'm not going to make you do that.
Yeah, don't do that to me. Oh, yeah. See, I was telling my mother yesterday that you're shoving smokes in my
face.
Exactly. Yeah. Trying to get me to fall off the wagon.
This one,
Junior, are you?
Look at that.
Have you given up cigarettes for you? Or because your mommy told you to.
Yeah.
Be honest.
Yeah. You're a grown-ass man.
Why are you doing this to me?
Because.
Why are you doing this to me?
Because now you've involved the show by getting a demerit.
Yeah, because that's a black eye on us.
No, that was towards that goes, me, that not goes, you guys. No, you guys don't vape inside.
No, we don't, but it goes in our file because you're our responsibility.
Well, you guys already have a pretty big file, so.
Smooth, mellow
flavor. I don't think
flavor.
It's that bad.
Premium.
Is that Virginia?
That is Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah, that's
Virginia. Country.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good smoke, I bet.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
too bad I can't have
got
it.
Got one with your name on it.
Oh,
what,
sure.
What was it that made you decide, you know what, I need to give up these cigarettes? Was obviously you were probably thinking pretty hard, or did your mommy tell you you had to?
What's your end game here?
Is that
what's your end game?
You're a grown man. Think for yourself. If you
I'm
want,
not a grown man. I'm a grown-ass man.
If you want a cigarette, you have a damn cigarette.
No, I can't, though.
Why?
Because his mommy threatened him.
Oh. You're a grown-ass man.
What are you getting at here?
Your mom told you that if you don't quit smoking, it's going to be bad.
Right. Things are going to get tight.
But you're a grown-ass man.
I'm not going to let my mommy down.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's what a grown-ass man does.
Damn right.
Not going to let his mother down.
No. Nope.
Right on, brother.
Yep.
Don't do it in the building ever again.
No. Nope. Ever.
You could have. You could have.
Yep, but you blew it in your boss's face. Brilliant.
Why does he do this?
Hey, you can figure it out. You're the one that wants to save him.
No, but you know what? He said the truth. It's about 50-50. 50% of the time, he'll do something great and surprise you. And then 50% of the time, he'll do... What?
40-60.
My math was off. Sorry.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.